And if you want to be real polite to somebody, would you just say yes to them?
Well, I'd say if I can. I don't know whatever they wanted me to do.
Well, if you could do whatever they asked.
Yeah, I'd do whatever they asked me.
Well, who would you say yes sir and yes ma'am to?
I always was taught to say that to grown people.
So who would you say that to?
People that's men that's grown and women that's grown.
And how would you say that?
I'd say yes sir and no sir.
And what about if it was a woman?
I'd say no ma'am.
And do you remember old people using anything different from that?
No, I never did.
Now, if somebody really didn't want to go somewhere, disliked it intensely, you'd say hated the place?
He just hated the place and he didn't want to go.
And if it wasn't just a little cold this morning, you say it was what cold?
I'd say he just had a slightly cold.
But if it was
a bad cold, I'd say he had a terrible bad cold.
And what might you say if you got real excited about something? If something excited you a lot all of a sudden?
Well, I'd say I got really scared.
What if somebody came to the door and said, Ms. Elmore, you want $1 million?
Well, I don't know. I might be excited, sure enough.
What would you say?
I'd say, oh me, I don't know. I think that's what I'd say.
Well, what might you say if you're a little bit upset at yourself for doing something stupid or something, if you felt like that was a silly thing to do?
Well, now I have said to myself, now, Dovey, what do you want to do that for? Go back and try it again. Quit being stupid. Now, I'll tell you what I've said to myself.
Well, is there something that you might say if something was shocking, was told to you, you know, is there a polite way of saying, showing resentment? If somebody accused you of doing something,
I'd say, well, that's a terrible thing to think about, but I didn't do it.
Well, you might say,
why the idea of that?
And when you meet someone, what do you say to them to greet them, you know, ask them about the health or something?
Well, I say, hello, how are you? How are you getting along?
And what would you say if it was somebody you never met, if it was a stranger you would be introduced to?
Well, now if I meet strangers every day and I say, good morning, how are you? You feeling all right?
And even if you're being introduced to them for the first time, you say that?
Well, yeah, and then they're being introduced at the church, we say we're proud that they was able to be out in our church, and we're just proud that they could come out and be with us.
Well, if somebody's leaving you after visiting you and you enjoy the visit, you might tell them what?
That I enjoyed their company.
You might say, come.
Come back again if you will. I never tell nobody they can't come to my house.
And what do you say on the 25th of December when you first meet somebody?
Christmas gift.
And who would you say that to?
I'd say it to the first one I met.
Could you say it to anybody else?
Yeah, you can say it to anybody, can't you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
you ain't never had that pleasure. We used to when we was young folks. As sure as one come to the house, we'd say Christmas. Good morning, and how are you, and Christmas gift.
And
we just go on and pass off the day.
What would Christmas gift mean?
Just that was a word we had for that then.
Well, would the adults say it too?
Yeah, the adults would say it.
And what about...
Little children would come say it. Well, we'd have them an orange or apple or candy or something we'd give them.